It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And I'm Chuck Quala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And we're The Insiders, and this week we're focused on the first congressional district in southeastern Wisconsin, where the Democrats have picked up a big name recruit here late in the game. They've got Peter Barca, former member of the cabinet and SBA director and a former congressman from that very district, running against Brian Stile. Chuck, how do you think that's going to turn out?
I think Peter Barca could be the surprise of the year in Wisconsin. I think Peter Barca is an outstanding candidate for this. Some of you may recall that Peter Barca won a special election in 1993 and then was defeated in 1994. He actually provided, as did many people, the final vote they needed in the House for Bill Clinton's proposal, which included some tax increases to be passed. It was a profile in courage when he cast that vote. I remember that time, and I have on many occasions told Peter how classy and how I thought that that was just really amazing that he would be willing to do that for something that could have been a 30-year congressional career. So I have a lot of great things to think about Peter Barca. I served with him in the 1980s. We sponsored some bills together. He was a great public servant in the serving in the Department of Revenue. And one scary thing for Democrats is he actually can talk with Robin Voss. He's the Voss whisperer on the Democratic side here. But I think Peter Barca is an outstanding candidate. He really gets that old Kenosha thing. And I think if there's a guy who could give Stile a run for his money, it is Peter Barca. And by the way, I owe Peter a call because I think that he needs some help and support as he's going through this process.
Well, like you, I served with Peter, like the guy. I was involved in the recount in that 93 special election that was very, very close. But a lot of time has passed. This district has changed. You talked about old Kenosha. Old Kenosha's gone, Chuck. Kenosha's a very, very different place today. It's booming in the areas just outside the old city that you remember so fondly. The district is different demographically as well as it is geographically. There's a whole bunch of Milwaukee suburbs that are in this district now that lean Republican. It's a very different district. It's a very different time. I'm not sure Peter can pull it off again this time. Plus, you know, the Democrats have already spent millions of dollars pounding on Brian Stile, and there's not even a dent in the guy's armor. They have not made a dent in his record or made any progress against him. They got a good candidate here, but I'm just not sure they're making enough progress. And Brian Stile is one of those people who remembers one of the old adages of politics that presence equals popularity. And he is a constant presence all throughout the district at all sorts of things that aren't necessarily seen as political. And I think that is why he's going to be so difficult for Democrats to beat this fall.
One other thing I would say about Peter, he has, as I mentioned, been selfless in his approach in electoral politics. And one thing that Peter knows is that by being on this ballot, there's a good chance that he will uptick. In fact, he will uptick the turnout of Democrats in that district. There will be people who will turn out because of Peter Barca. And this bubble-up approach to getting turnout might make the difference for Joe Biden. And you know what? Peter Barca is the kind of guy who will appreciate that win or lose on election night. But I would not count him out. You could be the surprise candidate this year.
I think you made a good point there, Chuck, at the end, in that in a race where the two presidential candidates are perhaps the least like presidential candidates we've had in a long time, and the enthusiasm is low, both parties have an incentive in getting really good candidates further down the line in order to drive turnout for whether it's the state legislature or trying to influence Congress or influence the outcome of the U.S. Senate race. All those are going to be extraordinarily important. So good candidates up and down the ballot has got to be a goal for both parties this time around.
I agree. We'll see you. See you next time, folks.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.